This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 65. And on this episode, we are talking about Facebook Messenger automation strategies. So if you are looking to add more Facebook Messenger marketing to your digital business, stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. And this is actually part two of a series I'm doing on Facebook Messenger automation. So real quick, if you haven't already, make sure that you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/64. That's episode number 64 of the show, and listen to the introduction on Messenger automation. Now, that episode is just some of the basics, talking about the software I like to use, some of the things that you need to know, some fundamentals, some of the marketing rules and strategies that are a little bit different with Messenger over email. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I highly recommend you listen to it before this one, because it is really going to help you out in getting the most value you can out of this training. Now, just like I did last week on the show, I'm going to be doing another live training via Facebook that you can watch to go a little bit deeper on some of the strategies that I'm going to share with you today. So on this episode, I'm going to give you five Facebook Messenger automations that you can implement in your business that will help you generate more subscribers, more sales, and more growth. But I'm also going to be doing a live training. So if you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/part2, again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/part2, P-A-R-T, and the number 2. That'll get you set up to register for the live training where I'm going to go deeper on some of these five strategies. Now, what gets me really excited about this episode, and I talked about this last week, is that I really don't consider myself a Messenger guru or like a hardcore expert, but I've been able to get several hundred subscribers to Heart, Soul, and Hustle Messenger. And I've also used that to generate several thousand dollars in sales inside of launches as standalone sales. I've used it to kind of grow my podcast a little bit. So while I'm far from an expert, what I'm sharing with you today is not things that I think will work in theory. They're things that I'm actively using in my business that I think will really benefit you. So on this episode, I'm going to walk you through five types of Messenger automations that you can create. And these aren't like things that you can Google. These are some names that I've come up with and some strategies that I'm using that seem to be working really well. So without further ado, let's jump right in to five Messenger automations that can build your business. So we'll start with the first one, which I call the fan to fanatic automation message. This one is really, really simple, and it's something that I highly recommend for anyone listening that already has an existing audience. And I don't mean that you need to have a massive audience, but having an audience of any size is really going to help you here. And the fan to fanatic message is really where I think you start to get your toes wet with Facebook Messenger automation. And basically what we did was I went out and chose some of my best resources and resources that were directly related to programs that I sell and offers that I'm looking to really get out there. So the way the fan to fanatic message works is we're essentially letting people who are already in our audience know that we have this new kind of communication avenue. Now, obviously it's for marketing, but I wouldn't be running around saying like, I have a new way to sell to you, right? Instead, you think of this as a new channel that you're opening for communication with your audience. Most of our audiences want a higher feeling of connection with us, and they want more resources from us. So the fan to fanatic message brings these together. And the way that ours looks is we post a link in my Facebook group periodically that says, hey, if you're not on my Facebook Messenger list, definitely want to come check this out. And it brings them over. The welcome message simply asks them what they're currently working on in their business. Now, obviously, I run a B2B business, business to business, but you could do this in weight loss. You could do this in business to consumer. It doesn't really matter what you're selling. The key thing here is whatever I sell, my marketing welcome message says, what are you working on right now? And it relates back to my business. So we say, are you working on launching a product, building your list, or running Facebook ads? Because I have a Facebook ads program, I have a list building program that's in development, and I talk all about launching and challenges with one of my primary programs too. So what I'm really doing with this fan to fanatic message is, once they tell me what they're working on, you know, it's a pre-selected list of things for them to click on, I then send them a free resource, whether it's a blog post, a podcast, etc. But what this does is it totally changes the script, because unlike a traditional opt-in, they didn't really have to opt into anything. Yeah, they had to opt into our messenger list, but once they opted in, I sent them directly to a free resource. I just gave them more value. So the fan to fanatic is essentially about taking your existing audience, welcoming them into a new avenue of communication, and then immediately linking them up to a high value resource. Basically, all we're doing is making your audience feel like they have a more intimate connection with you, because honestly, they do, and they will. Which again, I talked about in the last episode, that this is not just spraying your content out there, it's opening up a new communication avenue that will really benefit you and your audience. So again, just to recap, the first messenger automation is what I call the fan to fanatic message. And all it is letting your audience sign up to join your messenger list, asking them what they're working on, and pointing them to a really high value free resource that you already have. Now, the second bot that I think you should get in your business if you're currently thinking about implementing bots is what I call the funnel follower. Now, this is more of an advanced bot, and I'm going to start here because I want to hit both ends of the spectrum. The absolute, like, I just want to get my feet wet, and someone who's like, I am rocking my business, and I just want to make more sales and more growth. And so the funnel follower message is something that I've absolutely fallen in love with, and I've gotten incredible feedback from my audience. Even though we've only tested it with a few hundred people, the feedback has been phenomenal. And what the funnel follower is basically on your thank you page, or really any part of the process where people opt into a freebie that is part of a funnel, you can let them sign up for Facebook Messenger updates that check in with them on a daily basis. So this one's a little bit kind of confusing to explain, like, the theory of. So I think the easiest way is to just explain to you how we use it, and then kind of give you some ideas on how you can use it if you do something a little different. So in my business, we have a 5-day Facebook ads mini course that you can sign up for. And people love our mini course. It's one of my favorite freebies we have out there. And we basically walk you from, you know, square one with writing, creating images, all around getting your Facebook ads set up. So you can go through this 5-day course and have your first ad set up and running. So I'm really, like, so excited about that. But what we found was that people would make it to, like, day 2 or 3, and then they would kind of fall off. And the feedback from our audience was not that it was confusing or overwhelming. It was simply that they got busy or they forgot. And so I realized we needed to kind of make this part of our funnel a little more sticky. We needed more people kind of sticking in the funnel. So we created this follow-up sequence. And when people sign up for our mini course, they can now opt in to get messenger updates. And what I do is, we created this little character that I'm in love with, Dr. Hustle, who's head of research and development at Heart, Soul, and Hustle. He's just a little stock photo character that I found and instantly fell in love with. Dr. Hustle follows up with you day 1 through 5. And we just show up in their inbox. It's nothing invasive or intense. And we just say, hey, just wanted to let you know that day 1 is available, or, you know, we're checking in with you on day 1. Did you complete the training? Yes, no. And if they say yes, we say, awesome, would you like me to check in with you tomorrow? And if they say, yep, check in with me tomorrow, then we keep them on. And if they say no, then we take them out of the sequence. So what we're basically doing is, we're following up with them in a way that doesn't feel aggressive, because at any point they can walk away, and we keep that option very open. Now, if they say they haven't done the training, then we give them a direct link, because they're already in the funnel. So we say, hey, no worries. If you haven't seen today's training, here's a quick link to day 2. And if you have any questions, you know, don't hesitate to let me know, right? We want to keep that communication channel open. And again, we let them know, like, hey, do you want me to check in with you tomorrow? So the funnel follower is basically, we're bringing this kind of human element into our funnel, even though it's automated, right? Because yes, it's an automated message, but using Messenger and the way we approach it, we try to make it feel very human. So every day in the funnel, we're following up with them. Then when we start our sales pitch, of course we show up in their inbox and say something along the lines of like, hey, did you see that I opened the doors for my program? Did you see this training that we offer? And we link them up to it. And then again, we ask if they have any questions. And if they do, we're going to connect them with myself or my team as we start to implement this more into our team structure, who can answer questions about the training that ultimately keep them on the fence. Because we have found from past launches and from Messenger that if people can get their question answered in like a one-to-one format, they're way more likely to buy, because most people just need that little assurance that, yes, I am here. Yes, I'm a real person. No, I don't take your money and disappear forever. You're going to get the support that you paid for. And it's just a really nice way to cement that. So whether you have a email course or a simple funnel, it doesn't really matter. What does matter is, hey, whenever you're communicating with people via email, Messenger is a great way to follow up and say, hey, I sent you this awesome free training. I want to reinforce that value. Can I continue to hold you accountable to the goals and the ideals that originally caused you to opt in? Because remember, if our opt-ins are good and they solve a problem, there's a reason someone opted in. No one's going to be upset if you check in with them to hold them accountable to what they really want, which is in our case, to set up and run a Facebook ad. So that second one is the funnel follower messenger automation that follows people through the funnel and creates a human element to our automation. On to the third messenger automation message. And this one is probably my favorite because it quite frankly is very simple to set up, but can create really great growth for you. So we tested this one out very recently on my website, and we found that 5% of people who visit my website end up joining my messenger list. Now, for the sake of being fully transparent, it's actually about 4.6%, but I am rounding up to about 5. Basically, if you have a website, which I'm guessing you do, because if you're listening, my target market is online business owners. If you have a website, you have people visiting on a regular basis. And the third type of automation we implemented is just when they visit our website, the sidebar slides in, the side of the website slides in and says, hey, do you want to join our messenger list? Now, what's really great about this is it's more of a traffic leveraging strategy than it is an actual messenger strategy, if that makes sense. So what you're connecting them to is irrelevant. If you think that your fan to fanatic or your funnel follower sequence makes the most sense, you can integrate them there. We happen to walk them through one of the automations we're going to talk about in a second. But really, the big thing is, if you're driving people to your website, you may as well give them the opportunity to connect with you at a deeper level, especially when 1 in 20 people that visits my website right now is joining my messenger list. And that might seem like it's not a crazy high number, but think about this. These are not people going to landing pages. These are people reading blogs, listening to my podcast, just poking around my website. And these people are saying like, wow, I do want more. And like we talked about in part one of messenger automation, this really is bringing a human and direct connection to our audience, which is something that people in the online space are craving. So when people land on your website, you really want to have an option that allows it to kind of pop in. And ManyChat does that. They have all kinds of pop-in widgets. They have slide in. They have a box that pops up. You can take over the entire website. You can use the bar up at the top or the bottom. I personally use what's called a slide in, which basically means it slides into the side, it doesn't cover up the content, and if people close it, it doesn't bother them over and over and over again. So for those of you who might be listening, like, I don't love pop-ups or I don't want things to take over the screen, you do not have to do that, and that's what we do, and we don't do it to people who are on mobile devices. So we actually get a lot of mobile traffic, and basically, to still create a good user experience, we don't bother those people with this option. So just understand that you can set this up without being invasive, but it works really, really well. And the way it works in ManyChat, just to kind of walk you through, is you install a code on your website, whether you have WordPress or Squarespace, it doesn't matter. You pick the pages that you want this to pop over in. They give you a little code that you copy and paste into your head section. If you've ever installed a Facebook pixel, it's basically the same process, and you design it in ManyChat, and the rest is taken care of. So a pop-in just basically allows you to harness the traffic that you're already driving. And for A lot of you listening, you know that I'm all about driving traffic with Facebook ads and leveraging really high quality content. So I am consistently driving traffic to my website that I really want to make sure I'm taking advantage of as best I can. Now, the fourth one is something that I kind of created leveraging stuff that I've learned from a ton of different people. So I just want to give a couple of quick shout outs on this episode. I learned from Bushra Azure, who is so awesome. We're in a Facebook group together. She doesn't even know I'm name dropping her, but she's a fantastic copywriter. And she talked about creating a character for her messenger, which we totally leveraged when we created Dr. Hustle. So shout out to her. I also have to give kudos to Ryan Levesque, who I've never personally met, but I've read his book, Ask Method, and I've joined his premium program, Ask Method Masterclass, that I'm still going through and learning, but he teaches how to do these quizzes. And then I have to give some kudos to just a few people in my mastermind who have talked to me and given me some insights about Facebook Messenger bots. So we kind of combined the idea of creating a character, creating a type of survey, and some of the stuff that we learned about Messenger bots inside of my mastermind to create what I call the expert diagnosis automation message. And I love this because it does a few different things, but the big things that it does is, number one, it allows you to kind of stand out because people love to go through quizzes and interactive pieces of engagement. And this is a highly interactive piece of engagement. Number two, it allows you to qualify your expertise to people very quickly and upfront. And then number three, once you have connected with people and differentiated yourself and really qualified yourself as an expert, it makes it a lot easier to get people to opt into your content as really qualified leads. So in addition to all of that, it also warms up your leads before they ever join your list. Now, much like when we talked about the funnel follower, I think the easiest way to explain this is just to kind of walk you through exactly what it looks like. So we use this one with our character, again, Dr. Hustle. He gets involved. And we say, hey, do you want to figure out why your Facebook ads aren't working? Let's troubleshoot your ads together. And we have this fictional character, again, just a stock photo that I use of this little doctor in a lab. And it says, hey, let's figure out why your ads aren't working. And what we do is we ask our audience a number of questions about their Facebook ads and figure out exactly why they're not working. Now, I have a framework that I follow to actually troubleshoot my ads. And so we basically start and we say, hey, are your ads delivering, right? Are your ads reaching people? Yes, no. Are people clicking on them? Yes, no. Do you have a click-through rate of this percentage? Yes, no. Is your landing page converting at this percentage? Yes, no. So myself, I know all the things to ask to walk them through these steps to diagnose their problem. And then at the end, based on the choices they choose, they get one of about six diagnoses that tell them why their ads aren't working. So, for example, one of them is like, your ads aren't working because you're not getting enough clicks, which means you need to work on your copy or images, right? So I very clearly identified their problem for them. The next thing I do is I say, and if you would like, you can click right here and sign up for this free mini course I have, my Facebook ad mini course, where I teach you how to actually write really great copy and how to create a really nice image. So if you're struggling with these, I've got the solution for you right here. So it really engages them. It shows my expertise by walking them through these questions and giving them a diagnosis. And by highlighting their problem and telling them I have a direct solution, it makes opting into my content an absolute no-brainer. So the expert diagnosis is a really, really powerful messenger automation we've started using that is just working like gangbusters for us. And while it doesn't always convert, you know, directly to sales, right? You're not going to like convert at 1,000,000% of sales. What it really does above all else is it shows people that you know what you're talking about. Because let's face it, the barrier to entry of online marketing has never been lower, and there's a lot of competition out there. But before I ever offer an opt-in, I actually highlight my expertise by talking about ads, by giving them a diagnosis. So your industry is kind of irrelevant. Think about what you do. So let's say, and I'm totally doing this on the fly, I don't have this written down in advance. Let's imagine that you're in the weight loss space. And you're saying, hey, let's find out why you aren't losing that last 5 pounds. Let's get your last 5 pound problem discovered. And we're going to say, hey, are you eating? And again, I'm not a fitness expert, but I would say like, are you eating after 9 p.m. at night? Yes, no. Do you make sure that you are staying within your caloric deficit? Yes, no. Do you, you know, eat more than 50% carbs in your diet? Yes, no. And then I might spit something out like, hey, so based on this, it sounds like you're eating a lot of carbs, you're eating late at night, and you snack way too much. So why don't you opt in for this freebie I've got called How to Bust Your Snack Cravings? It's a 20-minute video that'll help you get all set up on how to break through your cravings and get those last 5 pounds off. Click here to grab it now, and it takes them to an opt-in. See, instead of saying, like, here's my quick fix for you, we're saying, hey, I've asked you some questions, I figured out who you are, I think this is the next best course of action for you. And you can do this in absolutely any niche, and it works so exceptionally well. It's this quiz method from Ryan Levesque. It's the messenger automation that creates that intimate feeling. And it's highlighting your expertise early on that makes people want more from you. So we implemented this idea. It is a little bit heavier in terms of time commitment to create this system, but oh my gosh, it works so great. And we love using it. So the last piece that we have is what I call the quick builder. And I've talked about this one before on my show. I have to give kudos to Derek Halpern, who I saw doing this. We tested it out. It worked really, really well for us. Basically, what the quick builder is much like the first one, this is going to work the best if you already have an existing audience. But even if you don't, it's not the end of the world. But really, what the quick builder is it's a Facebook post that is a quick comment. Now, to give you an example of what we did, we took a picture of two Facebook ads and said, which Facebook ad do you think converts better, A or B? Comment below with your guess and we'll message you the answer. Now, it worked exceptionally well. We got like a couple hundred comments on that. We ran it only as an advertisement to our warm market. So I would highly recommend that you run it as an ad to your warm market. It works super well for us. But basically, every time somebody comments, we shoot them a quick message and we say, hey, just go ahead and reply back, confirm that you're okay getting updates via Messenger. They say yes, and then we send them the answer. Now, what works really great is, number one, you've piqued curiosity on that post, so it's a lot easier to get comments. Number two, you show up in their inbox and add them to your Messenger list. And number three, just like the last one, we're highlighting our expertise with this quick win. And then we talk about why the advertisement that they chose converts better, right? So you could, again, do this with the weight loss niche. Which of these two foods do you think is better for you? Comment below. Which oil is better? Olive oil, coconut oil, or MCT oil? Comment below with your guess and we'll message you with the best answer. Now, I wouldn't go crazy and like steal verbatim from me because it'll start to kind of get busy in the marketplace, so to speak. But you could do this in any niche and it works really, really well. It's super effective when you have a warm audience because your warm audience likes to engage with you the best, but you could easily run this as an ad to cold or warm markets. So I save this one for last because to really make it work, you do need to put a little bit of ad money behind it, but it's some of the cheapest messenger list contacts that we've gotten. So I couldn't not include it. It worked exceptionally well for us and it was just stupid simple to install. So let's walk through the 5 messenger automations that your business can use to grow faster as a quick recap. And then I'll sign off and tell you again where you can get this live class if you'd like to learn more. So number one, we talked about the fan to fanatic messenger automation, which is basically giving your audience a way to connect to your messenger and connecting them with some of your best resources to create a new point of contact to build that trust, along with giving them value to highlight your expertise. The second was the funnel follower, which is adding the human element to an existing funnel you have. In our case, we talked about following up with people every day inside of our 5-day Facebook ad course. It worked really, really well for us. Number three was the site pop-up. And while this isn't the actual messenger automation, we talked about how adding a messenger pop-up, so to speak, to your website can work exceptionally well at attracting new people onto your messenger list. Now, like I said, we have it turned off for our mobile audience so as not to get us in trouble with Google, but it works really, really well on desktop. Number four was the expert diagnosis, which is combining some stuff around highlighting your expertise, leading with value, quizzes, and messenger bots to create this high quality engagement opportunity for new audience members that shows them where they can connect with you after you tell them their real problem. So you diagnose their problem and then you offer a solution from either your freebies or your product suite. And then finally, we talked about the quick builder, which is about posting on Facebook and using ManyChat to connect with that post so that every time someone comments, they automatically get a message, which again can be done inside the ManyChat platform. Once you put a little bit of ad money behind that, it just creates this massive amount of engagement that works incredibly well. And ultimately created some of the cheapest leads we brought onto our list that we can now drive to our podcasts, our products, and our launches. So now that you've gone through those five, if you'd like more, learn how these kind of implement within my business, get some additional training, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/part2. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/PART2. And that's going to let you sign up for a training I'm going to do about messenger bot strategy and how to actually start using these messenger bots to build your business more effectively. So if you want to get signed up for that free class, make sure you head over to that link. It's going to be an absolute blast. The first training we did has already gotten over 4,000 views in the past week alone, which is so exciting. People are clearly excited about Messenger. Make sure you get yourself signed up for that. And if you want to get the show notes from this episode, because I know we covered these five strategies, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/65. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/65 for episode 65. And we'll have the show notes waiting for you there. All right. So until next time, you guys, keep hustling, get those messages out there, and we'll be back next week with another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.